Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for checking out the podcast. I really appreciate it. Hey, I hope this podcast encourages you, inspires you, challenges you, motivates you, and finds you in a time that you just need a jumpstart. No matter what time it is, there always comes a time where we all need a jumpstart. So I pray that this podcast will do that for you today. Hey, I want to talk to you about Cast Your Burden. That's the title of my podcast today, Cast Your Burden. And I'm going to go to Psalm 55:22. And it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Wow. Sometimes we want to take that burden, those things that are burdening us, and we want to put them on ourselves. We want to own them. We want to try to handle them. We want to try to deal with it. We want to try to fix it. And it overwhelms us. It keeps us up at night, doesn't it? Can't tell you how many times I've tried to handle my own burdens. I've tried to handle my own problems. I've tried to fix it. And what ends up happening is I end up tossing and turning all night long. Many Christians are overwhelmed, overextended, fearful, and afraid. We try to handle so many different things on our own strength. We leave God completely out of the picture when it comes to our pain, our burdens, and our lack of faith. We tell ourselves, "Oh, just push through it. You've got this." And guess what? The enemy laughs. The enemy just laughs at us. Because when we try to handle things on our own, we're destined for failure. We're setting ourselves up for failure. Somewhere along the way, we thought that casting our burdens onto the Lord was a sign of weakness or unbelief. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. Man, I got to tell you, when I just cast my burdens onto the Lord, when I just lay my burdens down at the foot of the cross, it's like this weight has come off of me. I can't explain it, but I know it's true. When I'm tossing and turning at night and I cast my burden onto the Lord, I just roll over basically and say, "Lord, take this. I give it to you. I can't worry about this." How many of you know that no amount of worry has ever added a single moment to your life? No amount of worry has ever fixed the situation. No amount of worry has ever made you feel better. In fact, it's made you feel worse. In fact, that they say that continuous worry can even make you sick. What are you struggling with today? What is it? What keeps you up at night? What sin seems to have you in its grip and it won't let go? Have you thought about it? Are you tossing and turning at night? Are you worrying about your bills? Are you worrying about the doctor's report? Are you worrying about a loved one who is incapacitated at the moment, and you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel? What burden overwhelms you when you talk about it? Those are the things we need to give to the Lord. It's like handing something over. It's like you putting a 400-pound weight on your back, and you lifting it off, and you say, "Take this." Lay your struggles at the foot of the cross. Give it all to the Lord. You don't need to own it. Rest peacefully at night. Rest peacefully knowing that Jesus paid it all and there's no need to worry. Why do we worry? What makes us think that worrying is going to solve the problems? We need to confess our sins and repent, and we need to receive God's forgiveness and not continue beating ourselves up over our failures. Give your burdens and heartaches to Jesus. He can handle it. He can handle it. He can take the burden and pain off your shoulders. Guess what? It's too heavy to carry. You don't want to carry it. You don't want to carry it. Because if you try to carry it, like I said, along with that will come worry, stress, anxiety, depression, and all these other crazy things. And then you find yourself off in a ditch somewhere wondering, "How did I get here?" Well, you tried to handle all of these things in your own strength. We need to somehow get to a place where we rest in His love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. We can't allow these things to weigh us down another day. Don't give the enemy an inch, because the enemy will take a mile. If we start worrying about something, if we're burdened about something, and we start tossing and turning at night, we won't get enough sleep. We'll become irritable. We'll say and do things that we wouldn't do normally had we got a good night's rest. The enemy will, we'll give the enemy an inch and he'll take a mile. When anxious thoughts come, we've got to counter those thoughts with God's word. If you're worried about money and the devil's saying you're never going to make it, you need to counter those lies with, "My God shall provide all of my needs according to His glory in Christ Jesus." You need to counter those worries and fears with the word of God. When fear and anxiety come, we've got to counter it with praise and thanksgiving. Maybe all hell is breaking loose in your life right now. I challenge you. Don't put on one secular song. Don't turn on the TV. Stay off your phone and just worship God. Go for a walk and just worship God. Do it every day. Your attitude will change. When depression closes in all around you, worship God. You may think a certain way, but that doesn't change who God is. God is great. God is good. God is powerful. God is holy. God loves you. God never leaves you nor forsakes you. Worship God in the midst of your depression. Cry out to God in worship. Don't stay silent and let the enemy believe that he's won. Your worship is kicking the devil right in the face. Kick the devil in the face with your worship. Praise your way through it. If all you have to praise God for is Jesus, that is enough. If Jesus is all you have, that's all you need. So worship Him right there. People don't like to hear praise your way through it. They want to hear, "Oh, I need to see a doctor, or I need to take medicines, or I have so much from my past." God is our healer. Our bad thoughts come from thinking bad thoughts about ourselves and not trusting and believing in God. The enemy surely doesn't want you to believe what is possible with God. The enemy doesn't want you to believe anything is possible. The enemy wants you to think all hope is lost. But rest assured that God will sustain you. Cast your burden on the Lord, for He cares for you. God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. He alone will be your anchor and your rock. He alone is your refuge in times of trouble. When the enemy attacks, speak out and cast him down and out in Jesus' name. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Don't be bitter. Be better. We lose sight of the fact that we ought to spend time in worshiping God every day. If we would just do that, we would have perspective. If we would just have an attitude of gratitude and not try to own and carry all of these burdens that come along with life. "God, I'm giving this burden to you. I'm giving this financial mess that I'm in to you. I'm giving my marriage to you. I'm giving this addiction to you. I'm giving my struggle to you. I'm giving that stack of bills. I'm not going to give it to you, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to let it keep me up at night, because your word says, 'You shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus.' I'm not going to worry about it." Stand on the truth found in God's word and walk in the authority that you have as a believer. There are so many weak Christians out there that don't have a clue who they are, or they have a clue who they are, and they have a foot so deep into the world that they can't break free. They're bound to the world. They're bound to secular music. They're bound to horoscopes and psychic readers and self-help gurus and television and celebrities and talk show hosts and money. The worries of this life, the desire for other things, and the love of money will come in and choke the word and make it unfruitful. This is what's going on. Cast your burden onto the Lord because he loves you. I'm going to read the scripture for the day again, Psalm 55, 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Devil, you lose. I'm a child of the King. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.